Hello everyone, this is Neil Utamsing from firstrentalproperty.com. In this article, I'm going to discuss the second step that you must take in order so that you can buy your first rental property. In the first article of this series, I discuss the first step that you need to take in order to buy your first rental property. As a recap, this first step is determining why you are buying. Once you have firmly established in your mind why you are buying, you are ready to move on to the next step. Step 2. Figure out how you're going to finance the property. Oftentimes, people put the cart before the horse. They think that they can start to look at potential rental properties, and once they have found one that is suitable, they want to buy it. They then try to obtain financing for the property and oftentimes become disappointed because they are not able to afford it. People make the same mistake when they are in search of their own principal residence. They go out and find a house that they adore, and then they try to get financing for it. This is not the right process to take. Before you even start to research any potential rental properties, you need to consult with a representative in your bank or with a mortgage broker. If you choose to deal with your local bank, the person that you deal with at your bank branch should be the individual who is responsible for doing mortgages. Although your bank branch can get the job done, I personally am a fan of dealing with mortgage brokers. I like dealing with mortgage brokers because if you select a good mortgage broker, their level of knowledge will be quite high. As such, they should be able to answer all of your questions. I also highly recommend that you deal with a mortgage broker who has experience in providing mortgages for real estate investors. In addition, I also highly recommend that the mortgage broker that you are dealing with is a real estate investor and owns at least one rental property. Not all mortgage brokers are created equally, and as a result, their level of knowledge with providing mortgages on rental properties can vary dramatically. Determining your down payment. This is one of the most important points that you will be discussing with your mortgage broker. Clearly, every person's situation is different. People will have differing amounts of money that they can put down. As well, people will be earning different amounts of income. These variables come into play when your mortgage broker is determining your financing. As a general rule of thumb, you should confirm with your mortgage broker as to how much you're putting down as a down payment. For example, right now, the mortgage lending rules in Canada, to be specific, are 20% down towards the purchase price of a rental property. These rules regarding the percentage of down payment will vary depending upon where you live. As such, it is very important to confirm with your mortgage broker as to what the percentage of down payment is that's required. Determining whether you should get a fixed rate or variable rate for your mortgage. There's no right or wrong answer here. This answer depends upon your risk tolerance and what you feel more comfortable with. In simple terms, with a fixed rate mortgage, the interest rate on the mortgage that you are paying is fixed for a set period of time. As a result, the interest on the mortgage does not increase or decrease throughout the duration of the term. An average term that people will have for their mortgage is generally 5 years. It is important to note that the term is very different from the amortization. With a variable rate mortgage, the interest rate on the mortgage can rise or fall throughout the duration of the mortgage term. These fluctuations can be unsettling for novice real estate investors. The fluctuations sometimes cause anxiety on the part of the investor because they do not know what their exact payments are going to be on the mortgage. For example, with a variable rate mortgage, the interest rate increases, so too will the payments on the mortgage amount. This rise in price is often inconsequential if you have done your due diligence and have mitigated any potential risk with regards to the increase in price that you will be paying. Get your pre-approval from your mortgage broker. there are a number of different terms that are used for pre-approval. Another interchangeable term is pre-qualification. At the end of the day, whether you call it a pre-approval, pre-qualification, it all means the same thing. What it means is that you have to go from your mortgage broker and start looking at potential rental properties. At this point, your mortgage broker would have examined many things. They would have looked at how much of a down payment you are putting down, how much income you earn, what your existing debt is, as well, they would have reviewed your previous credit history. These are all variables that affect the financing of your future rental property. Once all of these items have been reviewed by your mortgage broker, they will give you a price range in which you should begin looking in. In most cases, they will give you the potential mortgage amount that you should not exceed. For example, your mortgage broker may tell you, "Neil, you can afford a mortgage up to $200,000 on your next rental property." If this is the case, I know that once I begin my search for a rental property, I cannot purchase a rental property over the $200,000, as I would not be able to afford it. In summary, once your mortgage broker gives you a pre-approval, this is essentially a green light for you to go out and begin searching for potential rental properties. Thank you very much for listening to this podcast. This is Neil Utamsing from firstrentalproperty.com.